Well, United States Studies Center's Gorana Gurgic is in the US preparing to watch the speech, and she joined me earlier. Gorana Gurgic, welcome to The World Today.
Pleasure.
Now, the State of the Union is a forum for a president to showcase his achievements. Just how important is this speech for President Trump right now?
Well, this comes on the heels of the longest government shutdown in the U.S. history. After 35 days, the president, who has claimed to be the greatest deal maker, didn't make any sort of deal. And if anything, has been perceived by a large portion of the public, even some of his supporters, is that the Democrats have won the first fight of this war. So certainly this is now a chance for President Trump to set the agenda, to kind of show strength and look very powerful and in control and do something that's unexpected.
Well, the White House says the president's speech will highlight unity and call for an end to the politics of retribution. Is that the sort of speech that you would have been anticipating?
Well, there have been on and off effort to do that, but actually in reality, if we take a look at the kind of legislation that's been passing or not passing as a result of the polarization that we've seen, I'm not sure that we are going to see a lot of unity. So we are yet to see what sort of surprise there might be, but I wouldn't bank on it.
You mentioned the shutdown. I mean, what could President Trump put forward of substance on that unity theme? Are we likely to see him offer a compromise on issues like immigration and wall funding that pushed the government into the shutdown?
From where we stand now, there are really two options. One is to strike some sort of deal, do some sort of compromise where maybe we wouldn't see this wall, but some sort of infrastructure of some sort. So that's option number one. And option number two is something that neither side of the politics, actually neither side of the aisle in the Congress wants, and that's the president declaring state of emergency, something that could well set a precedent that neither his party nor Democrats want to see.
The president doesn't always do what his minders expect. Do you think he may well declare that national emergency?
It's really hard being in the betting game regarding what President Trump might or might not do, but he hasn't ruled it out. And this is something he's been tossing certainly for over a month. So I guess in the light of this sort of call for unity, it would be really unexpected to see. But again, we've been surprised so many times.
Now, President Trump will, of course, be making this address today before a very different Congress from his first State of the Union. How is he likely to be received?
Some have already started introducing this term of lame duck presidency, the term that usually denotes a president that has to kind of preside over a divided government where the opposing party controls the Congress. Well, in this case, after the 2018 midterms, Democrats controlled the House, whereas Republicans have slightly increased their advantage in the Senate. So he is facing a lot more challenges. This is a president that's coming into a Congress with a lot of opposition, a lot of new faces, that is not going to jump on board and greet the president and his messages with full strength. And I think we're going to see a lot of the kind of politics of symbolism. Having now heard that all of the women in the Democratic caucus will be wearing white to honor the suffragettes.
That's Gorana Gurgic from the United States Studies Center. The president will be speaking in the next hour or so.